With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. Federal officials say they are prepared to cancel a long-suspended oil and gas lease in the Badgertown-Edison area near Glacier National Park. Monday's announcement follows an October court order from a federal judge requiring the Interior Department to make up its mind about lifting suspension of the lease or moving toward cancellation. The leaseholder is a Louisiana company called Solenex. It sued the government in 2013 to force a decision on the nearly 30-year land dispute. Solenex attorney William Perry Penley.
Well, I'm not surprised. They've been making noise like this for some time. Obviously, it's a disappointment. We've made very clear that we believe the federal government has zero legal authority to cancel the lease.
Monday, the Interior Department said Solenex's lease, dating to the Reagan era, was issued without full environmental review, and the Interior Secretary Sally Jewell has the authority to void the lease. The statement also said when the lease was issued, there was failure to consider the impacts of drilling on the cultural and religious values of the land. The Badgertown-Edison is part of the Lewis and Clark National Forest, but is sacred to the Blackfeet tribes of U.S. and Canada. Blackfeet Tribal Historic Preservation Officer John Murray.
This is what we expected. We're just going to sit and wait, and we're very confident Sally Jewell is going to do the right thing. We don't know what the judge is going to do, and so we're still sitting at the edge of our seat.
The Interior Department said a final cancellation could be made as soon as December 11th. Solenex has 10 days to respond to the Interior Department's decision, which Interior is still calling preliminary at this point. And for any cancellation to happen, a U.S. District Court judge would have to agree that the Interior does have authority to cancel the lease. I'm Corin Cates-Carney.